League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to show them a world. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible.
Hello, Houston. Nice to see you. It's been a long time. Nice to be with you again. Even nicer for you to hear me again. Welcome to the first day of the rest of the next 3 hours. It's ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. It's not a moon. It's a space station. It's the best morning show in the history of things that aren't morning shows. It's you. It's me. It's John and Lance. Together forever. Again. Man, that is really, really good. I sound fantastic.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance back in the saddle after a nice little vacation for both of us. And we come back with a lot to talk about. We appreciate you being here. As you hear, Spencer is back as our sound guy and giving us a refreshing sound to the station here throughout the day on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Welcome back. How was your trip?
It was great. It was great. It was good to get out, take a little vacation. Hadn't had a vacation for a while, just been working. I mean, I had vacation days I used when I was in the hospital. That wasn't. I mean, I don't consider that vacation when you got an IV in your arm back in January, but two different times. But, yeah, so this was good. It was good. Now, my daughter was with me, so was it a total vacation?
I had my daughter and my son with me as well.
How did that go?
It went really well. No, we had some ground rules before we left.
I know you did, and then basically
because
I knew
picks on her.
Yeah.
And, you know, and she gets, it gets really, really abrasive.
Well, it just sounds like exactly my
and
house.
And none of that
older.
Happened. It was a good trip.
Yeah, ours, we just had some fights with Madi because she is a last word fanatic.
And a Puritan.
So a Puritan in Amsterdam, which was.
But you have all places in the world.
Well, because that's where the only reason she went is because the Vermeer exhibit. was in Amsterdam. The Vermeer exhibit is he's a famous artist, really, really talented. And there were 28 paintings that were on loan from the Met from all over the world in one place. And so my daughter and my wife went three different times. I just went once, but they went to see it three different times while we were there for 3 days in Amsterdam. But man, was Amsterdam cool. And then went to Madrid for a day. We went to Sevilla, Spain, and hung out with friends who lived there. And then the last night we flew out of London because it was just much cheaper to fly out of London, and we could get it direct. So we went to London and then spent a day in London. So it was a hell of a trip, and I'd never done a European trip, and so we did that with my daughter, and it was good. We had a good time. At one point, she did tell me that I might as well go and have you-know-what with a prostitute.
Okay.
So I'll have to put context.
My kids never told me to I got to do that.
Yeah, I found out that my best friend was a terrible, terrible person. Well, she told me that because he follows.
I knew that already about him.
Yeah, because he follows Padma Lakshmi on Instagram. Apparently that made him a bad person.
Padma?
Yeah.
She's a very nice person.
Yeah, she dresses
person.
In some.
I know she does.
Some more provocative stuff because that's how you get your followers
that's
up.
That's how you. Do you that's not how know you're that's how the to, rules? You're supposed to cook like that.
That's the rules of engagement. That's how you. That's how you got to let her cook.
How did Gianna get famous?
Let her cook. Well, she was just cute, but I think she did go a little
she did
unbutton one top. One button on the top.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember her doing Instagram, doing stuff in bikinis, but she may have. I probably need to Google that here. In the first segment, but. And what was weird was keeping up with my...
Because you're a terrible person. You might as well go have you-know-what with a prostitute.
But I couldn't tell Maddie. At one point, I went and checked out the red light district. I told my wife, I said, I want to go see this, but you're going to have to give me some cover. Obviously, you guys can't go. And then she goes, God. That's fine. I'll tell her you're
walking
going to see street art.
Through the red light district?
Oh, my gosh. Like, you can't... And it was in the middle of the afternoon, so a lot of the people were not... The women were not up in the... for those who don't know, like, prostitution...
For those who don't know, Lance was in Amsterdam with his kid.
Yeah.
And then Sevilla as well.
Yeah, in Sevilla. And I laid it out earlier. Yep. But it was... But it was interesting. I found out Sevilla, Spain was the... It's the bachelor and bachelorette party capital of the world, which I never knew. I saw over 20 bachelorette parties.
In Sevilla?
In 2 days. I never knew that.
Well, I didn't know that
either. It is unbelievable. They have, water that runs through the town, and so a lot of boats. And yeah, in Sevilla. I had no idea about that. I had no idea Sevilla was built, that they had Jews, Muslims, and Catholics all living together. At one point in Sevilla, I didn't know the history of one of their biggest cathedrals was built a mosque and then turned into
Sevilla's
a mosque and cathedral.
Far from Morocco.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Sevilla's got, we went on a tour and found out so much information. But what I was trying to keep up with, and which is much harder, I've never had to do this, is keep up with sports where games were happening overnight and you just wake up and something happened. That's just what it is. Like you keep up with it all the way until it's about to happen, unless it's a day game. And then sports has happened. U.S. Yep. sports has happened. And so, for me, I would keep up with the games after the games, like reading newspapers, except, I'm sitting there on my internet watch all the highlights, things like that. We had some things going on with the Astros when I was out of town. Obviously, I'm trying to remember, Altuve coming back, Altuve getting a big double, Altuve's grand slam, obviously, that ended in resulted in a loss that we'll talk about. But Jose Abreu hit his first home run.
How about Jose Abreu?
Abreu, and it was not a bomb.
No, but there was so much stink about that that A's series that we're gonna have to get into here. Yesterday, though, Jose Altuve with the grand slam in the eighth, and you can't hold it. If the Cubs win, where you came back with six runs in the last two innings, if that was, what was that, May 17th, I believe, or whatever day that was. It was May 17th. They came back and they won 7-6. If that was the best win of the season, as Dusty described it, yesterday was the worst loss of the season. Worst loss of the season. When you go into the ninth inning, do you have any idea how many consecutive saves Presley had?
I don't. I'm going to say, and we're going into the previous year's playoffs.
Yeah, because he was perfect this year.
Into his playoffs.
Yeah.
In the playoffs count, yeah. Right? Oh, you know what? I would probably say about 14.
Oh, probably double that.
What?
28 consecutive.
Oh, yeah. Some of those were yucky saves, but they count
but
as
they
saves.
Count. Yeah. Yeah. He had 28 consecutive saves and blew it yesterday. I'll tell you that this Royce Lewis kid at third base, he was a former number one overall pick. He's a good player. He homered early against, Francis, and he's going
to... He's starting to come back to the...
Well, he's striking out more guys, but he also was a little wild. He had more walks than he'd had before, but they put contact. They hit him sometimes not so hard, but other times, J.P. France is J.P. France, and it is what it is. And good news, Lance McCullers ain't throwing off the mound anymore. He's done throwing off the mound. Great news.
Yeah.
Great news,
fantastic.
Everybody. Fantastic. Great news. I mean, goodness gracious. If this Uncle Mike, you already with Garcia, hopefully Jose Urquidy come back. Otherwise, it's going to be And they would love to have and Whitley again walks off the mound, can't pitch anymore.
I know.
I mean, goodness gracious.
It's unbelievable. The sleeping bag is alive and well in the city of Houston. I mean, nobody pays more for players that don't play than the city of Houston.
Nobody.
Whether it's Rockets, Texans, or Astros, nobody pays more for guys who can't play than the city of Houston's owners.
I saw a tweet by Roflo last week, and Roflo said, you should have seen you to think that your rotation would not take any hints, would not take any hits, was a bad assumption by the organization. But this many hits? Did you have any idea you'd lose three of your starters this season? Absolutely not.
Three. Well, you're counting Urquidy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he'll come back.
Well, he'll come back, but
longer term. Yeah.
He's going to be gone for almost 3 months.
But this does happen sometimes. It happened to the Yankees last year.
Yeah.
So it does happen, but the Astros have enough to survive potentially. You really, frankly, need two great pitchers, which you have at the top. You need a good one in Hunter Brown. And you need one other guy to be okay, and you can still have one of the best records in baseball like they have.
Well, you've basically lost four of your six starters last year with Verlander gone as well.
Yeah.
You basically lost four of your six, and yet look at where you are.
Well, this is why you don't deal guys away for center fielders. This is why depth really does matter. I mean, depth is the difference between being able to survive and not being able to survive when the injury bug hits you. Look, Lance McCullers, this stuff with Lance McCullers makes me wonder if he's ever going to come back. I'm serious. I'm not 100% sure that Lance McCullers is back for a substantial period of time ever again, or that Michael Brantley ever plays for the Astros again. Michael Brantley has a major shoulder injury. He didn't really hit well in the minor leagues during his extended stint and his for a comeback when he was trying to shake the rust off. He immediately has inflammation after being off all that time. Now he's just kind of out there in space somewhere, unless they made a proclamation about him that I missed when I was out of town on vacation. Lance McCullers has a setback from just a slow. I mean, this is just a slow return from the injury, and he's still having setbacks.
Well, there was a proclamation about Michael Brantley that he is expected to return. He is expected to come back.
So he is expected to. Yeah, I'd heard that before.
Yeah,
Jeff Bagwell told me that.
Well, this is not. Oh,
Bagwell told me he was there for
opening day. Did you apologize
to
Jeff Bagwell after Jose Abreu's home run?
No,
did you apologize?
No, I'll have to remember to thank him for his homer, for his service. thank you for your service.
Two in 405 at-bats. Two.
In the last 405. And that one, he did not put a big swing on that at all.
He put a swing on it.
He stopped.
A stop.
It barely went over.
He crushed that
ball.
Listen,
Jose Abreu has no chance of getting a double-digit home runs. No chance.
Who? What?
Jose Abreu has no chance of getting a double.
Actually, if you want to know the truth, he is hitting the ball a lot harder lately. He's hitting the ball a lot better.
He hit
two balls yesterday that were a line shot that the second baseman leaped for. And his first at bat, he hit one to center that I thought, oh, that's got a chance. If it was a gapper, it'd be an easy double.
2 and 405. How's he going to get
to stop
10?
Already? Like,
how's
runs
he going to hit nine more in 350?
You know what? You're a guy who thinks that, oh.
I'm a numbers guy. I'm following the numbers.
Oh, sacks are the only thing that matters.
Boop, 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 boop. Listen to that computer go. Expected home run total this year, 3.5.
No.
3.472. 3.44.
What if you had the over on 22 home runs for Jose Abreu this year? How would you feel about that? Oh, what if he goes on a run now? I hope he goes on a run.
I do, too.
Makes you feel really bad about yourself.
I hope he does, too.
And bad. And Jeff Bagwell,
I hope Lance McCullers goes on a run.
You. Yeah.
I hope Michael Brantley goes on a run. I hope guys that get contracts go on a run and can stay healthy for their own sake and the team's sake.
Yeah.
But right now, it ain't happening.
You know who's been having a problem a little bit lately, too, is Brian Abreu. Both the Abreus.
Well, he's took the loss yesterday.
That first pitch? What? And I'll tell you. Okay, we got a lot to do. I'll tell you. We got a lot to do. If you want to get in, you want to talk, you're more than welcome. Don't forget, what did you learn this weekend? We're going to do what did you learn this week, this past week in one sentence at 7:45.
This is wide open for everybody. Obviously.
Everybody.
And a lot of people will address the rumors that we were suspended.
What the hell was wrong
or
with people?
Fired.
Everybody thought we were done.
I know. We had Dell on Friday, just said we were going on vacation. Dell's going to be in next week while we're on vacation. It appears as though they were suspended because John said something about people's moms.
Well, I did say something about people's moms, but I didn't get suspended for it.
You've never been suspended for anything like that before.
I've been fired for calling their boss an a-hole, but...
Where'd that happen?
In Green Bay.
And you did say a professor's wife looked pregnant. She was just junky.
I did. I also, our program director at 610, I threatened to beat his ass.
You did? I was there for that. I'm like, ooh, this escalated quickly.
He
was a pacifist. Like, you came off as such
who
a...
Who hated sports.
That was like watching Fight Haven video where he was going to, like, bully gets his comeuppance. If he would have put you in a chokehold or something, I would have thought I was watching a video from Twitter where bully picks on guy with earring.
You notice he never tried, did he?
No, I'm surprised he didn't call the police on you.
Time for you to talk about siding and windows.
Yeah, Allstate Windows and Siding. Let's get back to business here. Allstate Windows and Siding, what is the big difference about them as opposed to the other guys? Well, I'll tell you this. First and foremost, they give really big discounts for ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 listeners. That's the first thing. So right off the bat, you're getting really special pricing, especially if you get your entire home, you get a complete siding job done. And let me spend a second on siding here. Siding is really important because anybody who's had wood in their home, which I has, they understand it becomes dilapidated. The paint chips off. You have to have it repainted. You have to have parts of your wood. You have to have it fixed. So you'll have to have a handyman or somebody come out there and chain, you know, and take off a wood plank and add another wood plank. And then it's mismatched. And listen, when you are dealing with Allstate Windows and Siding, you get Hardy plank, which is incredibly durable, built to stand up to the elements. No more painting, no more repairs. This is a one-time deal. It's going to add to the energy efficiency of your home, and it's going to look great. And the windows, the same way. Up to 40% improved energy efficiency with your home with new windows made right here in Texas with Allstate Windows and Siding. Go to the website at allstatewindowsandsiding.com or call 832-204-1936. But make sure you tell them that Lance Zierlein sent you there for your big discount.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now with more nougat.
You're not cooking.
Pork chop sandwiches.
Hey, so if you dip, stop. Okay? It's gross. You put that dip in, okay, and then it's all over your chin and it's all over your shirt and it's on the ground and it's just gross. I was in a restaurant once when my buddy puts a dip in and the owner comes up and he's like, "What the hell? Look at the floor around you." Whatever. No, it's gross. It's gross. So stop already. What you need is Artisan Grange. What you need is Canstead and Dew Blend. It's awesome. It's innovative. It's different. You got the taste, but yet you get the sensation of the chew. You get the taste of the chew, but you don't get the harmful tobacco effects and nicotine effects that you get with chew. So here's the deal. You also get CBD oil. What? That's right. You get CBD oil. And it's so you got healing powers in this dip as opposed to the grossness that it is. And, oh, by the way, you swallow it. You don't have to spit it out. Stop being gross already. If you're looking for a great way to get out of that dip and yet still dip, go to 975dip.com, 975dip.com.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here now is the outrageously tanned, dark meat, white guy, and his zany Caucasian sidekick. It's John and Lance.
I am dark meat. Look at
dark meat, white guy.
That's right. Speaking of which, Dell was here all week. Honestly, how happy were you when the Celtics tied it up and it was going back to Boston? Is there any part of you that the schadenfreude for Dell on that thing, that Dell would have, how upset Dell was going to be when the Celtics came back from 3-0
down? To go to have a 3-0 loss of a loss series would have been incredible for the Heat to win in Boston.
That I know, was so, and all that, that momentum, you know, how, going I, that them. Was so disappointing.
I mean, they handled him from the first quarter.
The Celtics can't be okay. You got that Charles Barkley. Listen to Charles Barkley at halftime.
They've got some chokeroo in them.
It's not that. It's what they're is stupid. It? It's they're stupid. Do you know okay, they were 7 for 35, 9 for 42.
Yeah.
16 for 77 in the last two games from three. Here's Charles Barkley at halftime yesterday.
But I got to say something, man. Why are you dumbass selfish making my head hurt? Ernie, let me tell you something.
Glad I asked you about Jimmy Butler.
I know, but I can't let it go, man.
I know.
You got, if you just come to the game and say, we're just going to jack up threes, and if we win, we're going to win. If we miss them, we're going to lose. They're 4 for 21. They probably, I forget what they were in last game.
7 for 35.
It's so bad to watch him play. There's no ball movement. There's no body movement. And it's just frustrating watching a team with this much talent just play stupid.
I can't agree more. And listen, when they were 7 for 35 and they won 104 to 103 on a miracle putback with 0.1 left in the game, as the shot is going up, they win the game, and it was a miracle win. But when you're 7 for 35 and you come out the next game and you start 0 for 10, I mean, what the hell are you doing?
Well, this is Rocket vibes. I mean, we saw this with Golden State. At some
but they're
point,
talented, Lance.
No. What I'm saying is, at some point, you realize we got to take it to the hole. We can't just live and die from the outside. You have too many penetrators. You have two guys who can get to the paint when they need to, can finish, can pull up. You're right. They're way more talented off the dribble. They have guys. They have better athletes than that Rockets team had. You didn't have to settle. You don't have to settle for threes. So anytime that you see, you know, a team that's 4 for 21, I mean, at some point you got to realize we got to start taking it at this team and taking it to this team and going and attacking and trying to get guys in foul trouble. And to not do that is kind of a travesty.
It's a
Boston's
crime.
Been in these positions
that's
before.
Mazzulla does not, but he does not get through this because there are rumors already if he doesn't win this thing.
I know, which I was surprised by. I thought he did a great job handling all that situation, and now there's just so many good coaches on available that I think you're right. I think you're right.
Yep. I mean, unbelievable. Here, I mean, it's all over the place. It is ridiculous the way that they played in that game and just decided we're just not going to be aggressive and we're just not going to. You got to give it up for them to fight back the way they did. But it was this more the Celtics lose or the Heat? You know what? I thought the Celtics choked that away.
Yeah, you know. Well, to me, I put this on for the Celtics were down 3-0. So to win four in a row is really, really hard. They had, as you mentioned, kind of that, it wasn't a miracle, but they were this close to being eliminated, and they got the put back. And so I would say, yeah, for me, it was about the Heat coming out, being focused, having a great first quarter. I think the Heat deserve a lot of credit for riding the ship. They had lost all the momentum.
Yes.
They were in a, and I think the Celtics got a little tight. It's that weird situation where when the pressure shifted to Boston, no one likes to say that, but it's true. The pressure shifted to Boston at home after winning three in a row. And I think they outplayed them in game six. I mean, the Heat outplayed the Celtics in game six. The Heat outplayed the Celtics in five out of the seven games.
Yeah.
That's the truth. And I just think that the pressure was on Boston. I think Boston started playing like that. And then what you have was a Heat team that I think showed there was no fear out there. And that's why having a guy like Jimmy Butler, who's always calm, I think he really prevents the team from playing tight, because Jimmy doesn't play tight. Even when Jimmy had a bad game, he came back and was big in the fourth quarter a couple games ago. And or was that six that he did that? So I don't know. I don't know that this is the series the NBA wanted. Of course, we always say that, and that's probably overblown. But
it's not overblown. This is not the series they wanted.
It's not a headliner, even though you've got probably the best player in basketball, and you know the guy who probably should be 3-time consecutive MVP, and Jokic. He's against this era's, you know, a guy who's got a lot of Michael Jordan vibes to him, and Jimmy Butler in terms of the personality and demeanor and mindset. And a guy who had a really good team last year that was this close to being in the finals last year. So, for basketball fans, I think there's some really good. Look, the Nuggets are a really good team. The Nuggets are stacked.
No.
They're a good team.
The Nuggets are going to be a huge favorite already.
They're -4 something.
Already. Yeah, they're a huge favorite already, and they should be. I don't know that this is going to be a series. We'll see. We'll see whether
the favorite is 4-1. The favorite in the series is 4-1 Nuggets win. Out of the 7-game series, that's the betting favorite.
Yeah, a five-game series, I could absolutely see it. They're really, really good, and they got Jamal Murray healthy for the first time in forever.
I did not know this. I did not know this because I was on the plane back. Carlos Correa got booed at Minute Maid Park? That's one of the big discussions on Twitter, is that Correa got booed at Minute Maid Park by some Astros fans.
That's ridiculous. And that, well, did we... It's the ninth inning of a one-run game. Do you know what the fans were doing?
Wave.
In the ninth inning of a one-run game with Presley on the mound, they decide that they're going to do the wave.
How dumb is that?
No, honestly. It's not dumb. It's embarrassing. I mean, I try to defend us. There's a lot of cities that say, you know, what terrible sports fans we are. What, you know, this is a bad sports city, and shut up, you're stupid, you don't know it. To do the wave in the ninth inning of a one run game is embarrassing to this city.
Well, that and Boo Correa, to me, a guy who stuck up for the team more than any other player on the Astros.
He took all the bullets,
and he stuck up when everyone was just, and Bregman couldn't handle the heat. I mean, he basically went into a shell for 2.5 years. Altuve, to this day, is considered the face of cheating, which is the dumbest thing in the world. Carlos Correa is the guy that stood up for everybody and stood up to everybody. And for anyone to boo him, to me, is absolutely preposterous. Like, y'all don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's awful.
You just lost your fan card. That's a guy we don't boo. Sorry. We don't boo him. We don't boo George. There's certain people we don't. You can boo Garrett Cole. You don't boo those are the homeboys. You don't boo them.
Charlie Morton? No.
No, Charlie Morton never gets a boo. You don't boo the homeboys. And guys who come up from your organization who have showed the team all that love and continue to, absolutely not. That's bad news, man.
That's
terrible. Why we lost, because y'all's badass, jinxing-ass behavior.
You know what? Yeah. No. And then, you know what? And you deserve it. This was the worst loss of the season, and this one's on the fans.
This is on everybody.
This is on the fans.
I blame you. You just took your 0-1.
Yep. No, you're awful. That was awful yesterday. You guys had an awful performance, and we got who was there? 713-780-3776. If you were there yesterday at Minute Maid, and were you embarrassed by what we did?
Losing? Or just the wave?
The wave and the booing of Carlos Correa. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm reading it on Twitter. There's a lot of people who are upset about it.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, obviously, I don't want to overplay it. I doubt that it was a majority of the fans. I'm sure it was a smattering. I don't know how anyone boos him.
Yeah.
Because he left the Astros? Astros wouldn't even pick up that man's phone call. Jim Crane literally wouldn't even pick up the phone.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you want beautiful hair like this, then all you have to do is go to 975hair.com. That's what you can do. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com.
You were in France. Did you wear a beret or a chapeau?
No.
Or did you show it off?
I showed it off.
Okay.
I don't know if
you were wearing a chapeau.
I wanted the people to see. Yeah. I did buy a cap, though. I did buy a baseball cap.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I for the most part. And, you know, there's some pictures of it just blowing. It was really, really windy.
Yeah.
And it's blowing all over the place. But you know why
like
it's blowing all over the place? Because I got it.
Like Fabio.
You know why I got it? Because of Doc Linville. And if you want hair, you got hair. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com. Doc Linville is going to put you, I'm telling you, the process is so wonderful. You will love it. You will love what Doc Linville can do for you. Even if it's not the neografting, it could be just PRP, where he puts the blood back in there and stimulates hair growth. All of this stuff is going on. And if you're looking for the best way to do this, which is basically pain-free, all you got to do, it's not like it used to be, people. If you tried that before, that was the worst. Now, it's so much easier and so much better. 975hair.com.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Everyone loves our chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot, chicken pot, chicken pot pie.
You know, one of the things I missed over in when I was on my trip was Maestro Bell. I didn't see any Maestro Bell. I didn't go to Mexico. Mexico is like Maestro Bell's huge in Mexico. It's a premium tequila that has gotten really big in the States and continues to grow. If you don't see it in your restaurant, ask if they could carry Maestro Bell. If you are in your liquor store and they don't carry it, ask if they can carry Maestro Bell. I think the big stores are definitely going to have them. And you should check it out, because if you love a very good tequila, if you say, look, I just like a down the right in the middle of the fairway tequila, check it. Why don't you check out their silver or their smoke silver if you want a little added flair to it, or even the Cristalino, which is a combination of three different tequilas. It's a phenomenal sipping tequila that's charcoal filtered and aged, and it's great. But the Añejo makes for a great sipping tequila. The Reposada, I think, is great for sipping, but also for your cocktails. And I'm just telling you right now, Maestro Bell is one of those tequilas that is premium, high-end quality at a very reasonable price. Make sure that when you're in your liquor store and you're adding to your liquor shelf, you give my friends over at Maestro Bell a chance as well. It's Maestro Bell.
I want you to come get lost with me. Ask me one more time before I try to leave. So can you make up your
mind? So get this. During that last break, these guys finally buried the hatchet over that whole Gwyneth Paltrow debacle. With some gentle nudging from Lance, John finally lit her scented candle, and it turns out he likes it. Go figure. It's John Granato and Lance Zierlein mending fences in the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
For those of you, if you're hearing it, it sounds different today. It does. But for those of you that are on Twitch, you get a treat that you don't get, that the rest of the people don't get. I got to see it on Twitch here. the boys coming in, and oh, so it's a little bit behind. So you are going to catch up, but you're going to see new background for us. You did that to me with the hope thing, right? That was the, yeah.
Yeah, what were we talking about?
Maybe it was Abreu hitting.
Yeah, it was Abreu. It was Abreu
750 OPS.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was.
And you apparently
are. Beautiful mind, and it just says more than a numbers guy, which is true.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You're a beautiful mind, and I'm the hope poster. We got posters behind us now on Twitch for those of you. You could, when you get to work, if you're in your car right now, wait till you get to work. Don't go on Twitch while you're driving and watch us, okay? Don't do that. 713-780-3776. Were you at Minute Maid yesterday? And are you embarrassed? Because that was I love Houston sports, and I love our city. I love I do not like to get out, but if the wave is the scourge. It is, to me, it is like it's nails on a chalkboard. I was thinking about this. Okay, if you could eliminate one thing from sports, my three biggest pet peeves, or my three things that I like least. Well, there's another one. Four things, but the wave, cart path only. No, it's that. It's that bad for me. Cart path only.
I just got done walking like 10 miles a day.
Yeah.
Europe. Yeah. Then why are you upset about cart path only? You're in the cart path the whole time.
Cart path only.
You're in the cart.
Cart path only is one of the worst things. And load management. Those three things.
Oh, man. I would say fights and stands, but load management, I need to think about that.
I enjoy watching a good fight in the stands.
I just think we got to clean it up. Now that I've been somewhere where the people don't act like total a-holes. America's got a high percentage of a-holes.
Oh, no, no,
I'm
no.
I'm like, well, I don't see a huge a-hole contingency here I am. Yeah, London, because they're like us. All the boys, I was there for the last day. I got to watch Everton in an Evertonian bar in London try to stave off relegation. The amount of pressure, it was like watching World Series Game 7 Astros. It's like the amount of fear and tension in the building.
That's awesome.
But then there was, you know, there's five clubs, I think, in London, soccer clubs. So since it was the last day of the season, there were fans like, and they're just walking around. I'm thinking, okay, something could jump off.
Oh, no, at any point. No, and you got to worry in London.
There's getting pissed. So London
is. Get this.
But Amsterdam wasn't like that. Madrid wasn't like that. Sevilla wasn't like that. It was just people behaving and not like.
Get this. That's how bad it is. So we were, I was in Paris. Me and JT, we went to a casino to go play poker.
Yeah.
So we went to a casino.
Was it owned by Russians? Because in London, all the casinos are Russians.
No. So we go to play. And I don't know if it was owned by Russians. It could have been. I've got my Real Madrid shirt on.
I would have never in my life.
They would not let me in. I had to go change my shirt.
Are you serious?
They said
that's like wearing an Altuve jersey to Yankee to
that's
somewhere
not it.
Yankees.
That's not why. They won't let any sports jerseys in because it starts the fight.
So you know when I was in Dublin, one of the things that was wild to me.
Wait a minute. Get this. A guy's walking around in a White Sox jersey.
Oh,
They don't know. They thought
they
that was
care.
Like a Gucci brand or something.
Right.
They had no idea.
They don't have any
idea what that was.
So that's one of the things. It was hard.
He's wearing a sports jersey.
In London and Dublin, it was hard to find places to go watch soccer matches, especially London. Yeah, I didn't realize because so many places won't show matches because they don't want that element in of soccer fans.
Yeah.
And I said, so I went to a soccer match in Getafe. I went to La Liga match with McCool when I got there that night. We got to Sevilla. We went to a La Liga match. They don't even sell alcohol.
No.
No, there's no beer even sold in the stadium.
Outside they did.
Outside, but no one is. He said they don't drink.
No, here. No. When I went to the Real Madrid game, first of all, you walk in and it's just cement. Just concrete. There's nothing.
We barely even had concessions where I was.
Nothing. There was no concessions where I was. Nothing. You couldn't. Everybody brought their own sandwiches. And at halftime, they're all eating their own sandwiches.
Actually, that's exactly what happened. That's the same thing. You bought sandwiches outside. You bring them in. That's the same thing. They open up the foil.
Yeah.
And it's like it was some type of ham and cheese sandwich, as you can imagine. In Sevilla, Spain.
No, good meats,
that's exactly
good
what
meats,
happened.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
No, there was no alcohol,
and there was peanuts. People had sunflower seeds and peanuts. And there's no one drinking. The fans were great. There was no fighting or acting crazy. No fights outside the stadium now. But like us, London is different. London's more like us. London's a lot more like us.
Oh, yeah. Where aggressive and scary.
And they say apparently the fan – now, there's still issues in Amsterdam actually with some of the fan bases. But, soccer hooliganism has gone nowhere. There's still traveling fans that are hooligans.
No. Absolutely. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. We are, by the way, but we are going to do What Did You Learn This Week? This week in one sentence coming up in the next segment.
The way bothers you that much?
So.
I know it has for years you've talked about it.
Honestly, I don't know which one I would get rid of. Load management. Carpath only or the wave. To me, the wave is that.
Load management is probably.
I might get rid of the wave if you want to know the truth.
But is it load management or is it guys just like pretending to be hurt so they can sit out and get paid?
No, there's no way.
Look, it doesn't. There's no way that in the history of sports, we've never seen this amount of long, hardcore injuries. I'm not saying stuff like arm stuff McCullers has or shoulder injuries, a second major injury. I'm not talking about what we've seen. I'm talking about guys who just sit on the bench, primarily in NBA games, if you really want to know the truth. This is where it happens most, and just sit out for long stretches. Like, the amount of injuries in the NBA, they say, is historical. It's generational. We've never, ever seen any – not generational is not even the – historical is the word for it. They've never seen this amount of, quote-unquote, injuries this long for players paid this much when we have this much physical therapy – nutritional stuff. There's this many advantages to players. The higher the money goes, the less the desire is to play.
I think for some players, I got a few money now. I can do what I want. I got money. I don't need you. I don't need this. I can actually call my own shots.
And for some guys who are load managed, I think the pressure on teams and coaches now is to win championships. There's so much pressure. And we're going to start seeing more and more coaches. I think this is really going to be a lot more like we see in like European soccer or international soccer, one and done. I think the one and done, which you used to never see in professional sports, we did it twice here in Houston for football. I think we're going to start seeing more one and dones in pro sports across the board. If teams think this guy's not the right guy, they're changing just like that.
Yep. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glad to be back. so much to talk about. Our Astros lose yesterday, unfortunately. Ryan Pressly gives it up. Brian Abreu has looked bad his last two outings. So that is not a good sign. Lance McCullers not coming back anytime soon, if at all, because he's not throwing off a mound again now. Dusty Baker gave us that update. Jose Altuve's grand slam just wasted yesterday. If in fact the Cubs win was the best, I think that was the worst loss of the year. I really do. I think especially when you came back the way you did, you were down 4-1. You took the lead 5-4. Ryan Pressly, who had been perfect, is not able to come through with two guys with two outs, unable to get the job done. Royce Lewis with the game tying base hit, and then I'm going to tell you this: that umpire yesterday sucked. He was awful, but I can't really blame him for all the missed pitches that he had for Minnesota. Jeffers is, I think we're pretty spoiled with the way Maldonado receives pitches.
Yeah.
How good he is at framing.
Uh-huh.
When you don't have a guy who can frame.
Well, you see it
Jeffers
right
away. Is terrible.
Terrible. He moves with the ball.
And every pitch that he catches that's down, he brings to the dirt.
Yeah, he stays with the momentum of the pitch instead of working against the momentum of the pitch. And it's terrible. When you see it, you can really recognize it because we're not used to seeing it.
No, he's awful, which helped the Astros quite a bit. But, dude, behind the plate, missed so many calls yesterday. So many. Good thing we have our stopper, Brandon Belak, on the mound today. He's going against Joe Ryan. I'll tell you this, Sonny Gray, I don't want to see that dude anymore. Last time we faced him, he hit struck out 13, and he didn't give up nothing yesterday.
Sonny Gray's about to catch. He's about to catch the business.
What are you talking about?
As soon as Sonny Gray tries to step up against the Astros again, it's going to be a lot of trouble for him.
I don't know that. First of all, we don't see him again, but okay.
Well, if we see him in the World Series playoffs.
Yeah, in the playoffs. Watch out, Sonny Gray, because we really showed what we can do against you.
No, guys have beaten us before, and then they get their business.
Oh,
they
do
get,
they?
They get a push. Do they? Playoffs, okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great.
Maybe you didn't hear. We go to the World Series. I don't know if you heard.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Okay.
Minnesota doesn't, but Minnesota took care of that business yesterday. And,
yeah, yesterday. It's because people booed Correa and the sports gods went against us.
And the wave. Congratulations, dummit. 713-78. Okay, here we go. What did you learn this weekend? And what did you learn this week while we were gone? Anything that you learned while we were gone, what did you learn this week in one sentence? 713-780-3776. We're going to open up the phone lines. They've been closed, and now they're open up. What did you learn this week?
This week, you guys need to keep firing your phone calls off. I learned something that's pretty spicy.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? I learned something pretty spicy, yeah. In Amsterdam.
713-780-3776. You get one sentence.
I get one sentence.
Good, okay?
Okay, I'll make it good. I'll make it good.
Make your sentence good. But first, what did John Daspit learn?
Well, John Daspit, my man's getting ready to come up. Got a big wedding coming up, and looking forward to that. Daspit is continuing to move and spread. He's going to be opening up in a couple different other states. I can't explain this to you. Look, he's got 10 different – when I tell you about John Daspit, he is the second biggest in the city of Houston, or no, the state of Texas. He's the biggest in the city of Houston, but he's got 10 offices around the state of Texas. John Daspit gets the big cases handled, and he wins. He wins at an alarmingly high rate. When insurance companies are trying to squeeze you for small settlements so that you can't even end up, and you end up having to pay extra money out for physical therapy and things that weren't even accounted for because you signed too quickly. John Daspit's there to say, just don't sign any agreement. Let me take a look. Let me look at what your bills are. Let's assess what your injuries are, and let's go from there. Because for some people, the recognition is that you are going to be living with pain for a majority of your life in some of these really bad accidents, and you should be compensated for that. It was not your fault. When you are not at fault and someone else's negligence has caused you to live a lesser life and you've had to, shut it down because of pain and injury and hospitalization, that needs to be taken care of, and that's what John Daspit fights for. He's going to fight for you. If you know anyone who's facing this issue right now, have them call 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW, or go to Daspit Law, DASPIT Law.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, because every day is Children's Day.
Oh, hello there, children.
Welcome back from the weekend, Houston. It's time to tell us what you were up to, what you did, in one sentence.
That's all you get. One sentence. Thank you, Spencer. 713-780-3776. As soon as somebody gets off, you get on. We got a full board of what did you learn this weekend in one sentence. Do you want to go first or do you want to wait?
I'll kick it off. I'll go first. One sentence. In Amsterdam, they have scouting reports, full scouting reports on mushrooms.
Nice.
Being sold in shops.
Nice. That's okay. That is, you learned that. I did not know that.
I did not know they had full scouting reports with how many stars on vision, on
psychedelics.
Visions you'll have, philosophical energy level. There's five different traits. And they had five stars on each one of them.
You must love that. As a
numbers
guy.
And I'm like,
guy.
Oh, my God. I'm looking as a scout. I'm like, they've got one of them had five stars across the board. I'm like, that's scary.
I don't need that.
That's scary. That's not, another one, this Mexican version had one and a half vision.
I don't want to win the lottery.
I know, one and a half or two energy and then four philosophical. I'm like, that's probably the one you want to. Yeah. So there's full scouting reports at mushroom sale places that are there.
All right. Lance started it.
Yeah.
Full scouting
report. I never
knew
that. You didn't know that.
I had no idea about that. I wish I did in college. 713-780-3776 is the number. Richard starts us off. Hey, Richard.
Hey, how's it going? So this weekend I learned that AS Roma can get to the final of the Europa League, but they can't beat a team that's going to be relegated from Serie A.
How about that?
Yeah. And that's kind of that's the weird thing about internet. We are soccer experts.
Yeah, right.
We spent some time over there this week.
I lived there. Okay.
It is weird
for
that
a week or so.
there are actually
a little over a week
leagues like Europa League and things like that, yeah. FA Cup, where everybody it's just up for grabs. Like everyone gets thrown in the mix. Well, not Europa. You got to qualify for that. But that's why I think the NBA should do some of this stuff. It just will take a while for it to catch on with the U.S. because it's hard to conceptualize. What is a tournament? Who cares about a tournament in the middle of the year? What difference does that make to anybody? It doesn't, because we're just used to only championships.
Right.
For them, it's a big deal. It's hard to wrap your head around.
It'll be interesting to see if it works in the NBA.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see. Who's next? Up next, it is Travis. What'd you learn this weekend, Travis?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Man, I realized that I now know why the Raiders and the A's are moving to Vegas, because my wife and I went out to the games this weekend. That place is a poop hole. That stadium is horrible. And if the county, if they can't build them a new stadium to keep them there, then they deserve to get their teams to be leaving.
Yeah, no. It's an awful situation. And, boy, I just we got so much to talk about that A series.
That's a place where they're just taxed already so heavily that you're not going to be able to take public funding.
No.
Especially for some of the area. I mean, yeah, they're going to lose their teams there for sure.
Yep. No. And that's why they should. They deserve to lose them the way that they supported them. Tom is always good for what did you learn this? He had a whole week to learn stuff. Tom, what did you learn this week while we were gone?
I learned if you're going to argue with your girl about what happened the last time you two were at this restaurant, it better have been her and not your ex-girlfriend.
Ooh, yikes. Yikes. That's a bad mistake by Tom. That is a horrible, horrible mistake, son. And you're a veteran. I would think that would never happen to you, Tom. 713-780-3776. Get in. Jeff, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that Charles Barkley was right. San Antonio women are real beefy.
Oh, I learned that Charles Barkley was right. San Antonio women are beefy. Welcome to San Antonio,
yeah.
Victor.
Sorry, you've never. Nah, I should say.
I'll tell you this: the women are not beefy in France. He's going to miss that.
No, they're not beefy in Sevilla, Spain either. Everyone walks.
No. Everybody.
They eat and drink like crazy, and no one's. I'm like, I'll say this, though. I'll save it for off the air.
Okay.
Just had a filter kick in.
713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Jacob, you're next. What's up?
Yeah, I learned that y'all absolutely carry this network, 975.
That's not true.
That is. See, Dell came in and saved the day for everybody. Dell came in.
The network? What do we do at the afternoon or have to do with any other shows?
Nothing. We don't have anything to do.
Why did everyone think we were suspended and or fired?
I have no idea why everybody thought that. We took a week off. That's what we did. That's pretty much all we did. We took a week off. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this week? What did you learn this week in one sentence? Open lines. Let's go. Ocho, what did you learn this week?
I learned that the George Foreman grill was initially supposed to be pitched by Hulk Hogan, but he missed a voicemail from his agent about the offer.
Oh, wow.
Where did you learn
that?
That's
when voicemails were.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had to have them. Yeah.
You had to have that.
You had a machine at home.
Boop.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You could listen to multiple machines. How about that? The George Foreman grill. That ended up being worth so much cheddar.
Oh, yeah.
And the Hulk Hogan grill. Yeah, man. Well, I don't want to do. I'll turn into Macho Man. But yeah, Hulk, the Hulkamaniac could have had his own grill. And he, I don't know if it would have worked as well as George Foreman. Because George went from, some people only know George as lovable. I was too young to really remember, like, George the Killer when he was a boxer. Like, literally, people talk about Tyson, probably the scariest professional boxer of the last 50 years was George Foreman. George Foreman was big,
yeah,
so heavy-handed that what he did to Frazier is one of the most devastating. He punched him and lifted him off the ground. It was insane. George Foreman, and then he went from that to smiling bald head George Foreman that had gained a bunch of weight, then lost weight, became champ again, and before you know it, he's just selling grills. Like, look at George smiling and selling grills. I want to buy this grill.
With all them Georges. All them five Georges.
I know.
713-780-3776. What'd you learn this weekend? Underrated mess.
I learned that Tom and Greg lathered their way to the top.
God, Tom and Greg in Succession.
Oh, my gosh.
Succession. Have you watched it?
Yeah, I did. I saw it.
Okay. So we can, yeah. So I watched
it. Well, not everybody's probably watched it.
No, I watched on the plane. Let's just, I wouldn't say Greg did anything to the top, but.
No, Greg got.
Greg, I'd say, did not have a winning result.
No, he did not. Yeah. So did you see the one with the meme with Kendall walking out of the meeting at the very end? That's how Celtics fans walked out of the building last night. Pretty good.
And you know what? Well, I don't want to say too much.
No.
I'm not a Shiv guy.
I thought that was a great, great finals.
I thought it was too. I thought it was the right thing.
I thought it was a great final episode that we had a lot of twists and turns. Good stuff. If you haven't seen it yet, you got to watch it. The final Succession. Keith, what did you learn this weekend?
I learned that the Michael Jordan led Charlotte Hornets cut Caleb Martin 2 years ago.
Yeah, how about that? How about Caleb Martin's run? I saw a list of all of how Caleb Martin got there. Holy crap. Undrafted, the 10-day contract, cut. And Caleb Martin is a big reason that of course, he had 4 20-point games this season, and he had 4 so far in the playoffs.
Played 86 minutes over the last 2 games.
Yeah. And Caleb Martin,
27, just kind of a guy.
I think Jay Will brought it up this morning. It's like Gabe Vincent is starting, and Kyle Lowry, who's won a title, is coming off the bench. That's the kind of team that they got.
Well, they're playing the best guys.
Yeah,
Caleb Martin this year. How much do you think he averaged per game this year?
How many points?
Yeah,
8.7.
9.6. His last 3 games, 26, 21, 14.
Against the best team.
Rebounds,
in the conference.
10, 15, 5. Yeah exactly.
713-780.
3-pointers, 4 for 6, 4 for 8, 2 for 5.
Yeah.
The season, it was 35% 3-point percentage. He just rose to the occasion. He pulled a Chucky Brown. Well, Chucky never played like that.
What did I learn this week?
What did you learn this week?
So the most disturbing videos that I have seen is people are your idiot videos. What are they called?
Not the clown one.
No, the idiot videos.
Top-notch idiots.
Top-notch idiots. More and more kids are doing that.
Oh, did you learn about Mizzy?
I learned about a guy who went up to a guy and he was faking like he was jacking him at the ATM and got his brains beat in. I'm learning
good.
That people... That's right. I'm good. Learning that these idiots think they could be top-notch idiots. And boy, are you stupid for it.
Yeah.
Have you seen the kid Mizzy? For everybody.
You seen the kid Mizzy who like will just walk into people's houses?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Finally, he got arrested. He got arrested and then the judge let him out and said, your suspension is you can't do anything on social media for a certain amount of time. He immediately tried to go post again and do pranks again and got arrested again.
Well, and now they're going up to just right. See, the thing about top-notch idiots, they're going after in the hood,
yeah,
with badass dudes, and they're going up and mean mugging them or saying stuff to them and whatnot.
Why are you looking to get smashed?
Yeah,
homie?
Yeah. Why? Well, yeah.
And then like it turns into, are you looking to bang? You looking to bang? And they got a can of bang, you know, right. Energy drink, like
right.
But I got a feeling we don't see all the ones where they probably. It's probably not always great.
No, but people are doing it now to regular people who are just walking down the street. That ain't funny. That no. you ain't pulling the same.
You
stuff.
Just need a couple guys need to get shot. Let me just say this: a couple guys probably, if they got shot and killed, all of a sudden it's like, hey, let's slow this down. This prank stuff, we need to slow down.
Yeah.
I'm not advocating it, but I'm saying I know what will slow it down.
This new wave of pranking people by thinking, you know, oh, I'm not really robbing you. I'm just faking.
And no one
faking.
Does that without a camera. Everyone's got to have because you're trying to get famous and monetized.
But guess what? You're going to get your ass or shot or both. It's 7:59 ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Tom was at the game. We'll get him in on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Thanks for playing our game. What did you learn this week in one sentence? Right now I'm playing Where Do You Want to Sell Your Car? I was just listening to John Clay Wolf, and it's so funny. I guess, you know, once you give your information to people that they go and turn around and they sell your information, I guess if you sign up for something at stores or whatever, you know, your information is out there on the internet, and then you get all of this deluge of people trying to sell you stuff. Well, that's not the case with John Clay Wolf. He ain't selling. He is not selling your information to anybody. What John Clay Wolf is doing is he is buying your car, and he don't want to get that information to anybody else. Why would he want to sell your information to somebody else? He wants your information so that he can buy your car. That's it. And he buys more cars than anybody does. In the bees. That's right. The bees. He ain't no little business. What he's doing is he's giving you more for your vehicle. So if you're going to sell your car, there's one place to go. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5. You've chosen wisely.
I have chosen to test this station's destructive power on your home planet of Alderaan.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.